Game well played.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 368. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by The Descendants. That song is called Smile, and it's on the new album Hypercaffeum Spazinate, which came out July 29th on Epitaph Records, a band now based out of Fort Collins, actually, Colorado. I've been there for, 20 years now or something. It's good to have the band back. This album is wonderful. It certainly doesn't rank up there with Enjoy or my favorite albums from the band's first tenure. But if I had never heard those albums, I would think this is just fantastic, wonderful, this is a great new band, etc., etc. So give this one a listen. And also enjoy the controversy on spaz. Evidently, there's some groups calling for boycott of the album because they feel the term spaz is derogatory. So find out how you weigh in on that one. That one's, I'm a spaz fan, I guess. All right, more music coming up. I'm going to play a track by Daddy Issues. This song is called Glue Sniffer.
Yeah, it's cute.
cannot tell you how much I dig this new generation of Riot Girl. We start things off there with Daddy Issues. That was a band from Greensboro, North Carolina that sadly is already broken up. There's another Daddy Issues on Hardly Art Records, and they'll be touring with Taco Cat shortly. But of the two Daddy Issues, this one's my favorite. That song I played was called Glue Sniffer. It leads off the Fuck, Marry, Kill album, which the band self-released in November of last year. You can find that one on Bandcamp, and I heartily suggest you do. It is such a wonderful album. After that, we heard from The Potentials from London. The song there was Hail Moloch, and that's on the We Are The Potentials EP, released on Caroline Records August 8th, I think, is the date on that one. That band is Buffy the Vampire themed. Every song about Buffy or inspired by Buffy. And if you remember who Moloch, he was a demon. But that album there, also very, very good, even if you don't care one lick about Buffy. That one is, I like it a lot. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Speaking of coming back, we've got a track here from the Pooches. This song is called New Year's.
Another year starts as the old one ends. It's the same old chase, it's the same old trend. Sitting silent. Thank you.
There's just no way that we could be human when you think about it. I've always felt more like a tree, and you say you're this god or goddess. At your shrine I bend my knees to tell you that I'm here too often. I'm fasting in your name, so hear me now, you've been accosted. So what the fuck? What other institutions did you crash? Seated upright, because the shoots beneath your nails don't hurt so bad, at least not like they did. Don't you look at me. Don't take more than you need. There's just no way that we could be lucid while we're trapped in traffic. Just too many goddamn roads and too many goddamn people on them. I understand I'm not unique, but ordinary has me captive. I'd intervene with inner peace if I could just stop needing your attention.
Covered a little bit of ground there. Starting off with the Pooches from Glasgow. That is the project of Jimmy Hendel. That song is called New Year's, and it's on the band's self-titled album, which won't be out until September 9th on Lamo Records. It is a fantastic record, and that song there is in the running for, you know, my favorite of the year. You'll definitely hear that somewhere when I count things down. In just, I don't know, what is it, 4 months now? Scary. Rooftop Vigilantes from Kansas City followed that one. The song was called Oracle Cop, and it's on the new album Let It Be, which High Dive Records released on July 22nd. That is a band that had been around for a while and kind of kept a low profile after releasing some albums some years back, and then just showed up with a fully formed album, and boy, is it wonderful. Somehow I had missed that band in their first run. I think I wasn't living in Kansas City, and they just never got the national profile. But this is a great album, and one that you should investigate. And then we ended things there with the Employer. The song I played there was called Plants and Danimals. It is on the album Everything Gets Worst, which was a self-released album in June of this year. That is the project of Dakota Trogdon, better known as Hopyard Matheson, half of the Family Bed here in Kansas City. And it is a very solid album, very well thought out, if a little bit, I don't know, melancholy, certainly. Anyway, I'm out of time, so let me go and wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 368. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Facebook and Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, on the 6th, Blondie Brunetti is playing at Holy Cow. That is, I think, the Zine Fest fundraiser. Lots of bands playing that one. It should be a really good show. The 11th, Jank is at Records with Merit. 13th, Madball is playing at the Riot Room. 15th, Joan Jett is at Starlight. 17th, No Thanks is playing at the East Wing. 19th, Architects are at Riot Room. 20th, Beach House is at the Uptown. 22nd, Sadies are playing at the Riot Room. 25th, Molly Maguire is at the Record Bar. 26th is Daisy Chains at Focal. 29th, The Body is playing somewhere in Kansas City. I need to figure out if that venue has been determined yet. The 3rd, Witch Jail is playing a show at the Brick. On the 8th, Russian Circles is playing at the Riot Room. 13th of September, Marduk at the Riot Room, Bob Mould at Grinders, or Lucero at the Granada. So make your picks there on September 13th. On the 14th, the Toasters are returning to the Riot Room. The Anniversary is returning the 17th to the Bottleneck. And Billy Badass is playing at Records with Merit on the 17th of September as well. So anyway, lots of things looking forward there. Looking at the website, a couple of new things out there. There are probably photos and video of the Lisa prank and cockeye show that I caught in Portland, if you visit the website. But I think that's all that's new that's pop up there. I've been traveling for work, and I will be traveling even more. Basically, for about the next 6 months, I'm going to be living in Dallas. So you'll be hearing a lot more about Dallas bands, I guess. Anyway, let's wrap things up. One song left for you. This is Russian Circles. The song I'm going to play is called Lisbo, and it is from the album Guidance, which came out August 5th on Sergeant House Records. A band from Chicago, Illinois, that's definitely been in the post-rock business for a long time. And there are a little bit of more variation on this album than the past ones, but the things I like best are somewhat formulaic. And this is one of those. It definitely is post-rock and by the numbers, but it's done well, so that makes me happy. So anyway, going to wrap things up. Thank you very much for listening. This is Russian Circles. We'll talk again next week.